Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speakers. Say, play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. We're on the app. We're on ESPN, too. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What up, baby? It's good, Key. Not talking this morning?
Well, I didn't get a chance to even open my mouth. You continue to keep going.
I miss you, too.
So,
good to see you this Tuesday.
Max said, hello, guys. How you doing? He said something. I was getting ready to say something. Then he said something after. Never let me finish.
That's the way to kick off the show on Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm talking about. We're in mid-show form already. Look at this. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, you know, we're talking yesterday. You know, what are we going to do today? Are we going to talk about the game some more because they deserve more attention? Or should we look forward to this or that or NBA?
Taco Tuesday.
And then this stuff with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, not to mention Sean Payton. Everyone's talking. It sounds like things are on the move. Let's start with Tom Brady. Because there was speculation, right? Certain media members who obviously had a certain information. Hey, he might not play next year. It might be it for him. You know, well, Tom Brady spoke. And he spoke on the Let's Go podcast on Sirius XM. He spoke about his decision process in terms of playing football next year.
I have kids now, too. You know, and I care about them a lot as well. You know, they've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad.
Okay. So that's straight from the horse's mouth, right? How about this?
When you're 44, I guess you get asked about that a lot. And, you know, a lot of people thought I was done playing football in 2015. You know, a lot of people in 2016 said you're done. A lot of people in 2018, after I left the Patriots, they said you're done.
You had a boss in 2000 who thought you'd never make it, so you would be done before you started.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, every year I just have to make sure that I'm have the ability to commit to what the team really needs. And that's really important to me. The team doesn't deserve anything less than my best. And if I feel like I'm not committed to that or I can't play at a championship level, then you got to give someone else a chance to play.
Which foolish year was that for you, Max?
Yeah, I wish Tom was keeping it real and just said, not some people, but Max Kellerman.
First of all, I said the Let's Go podcast. It's Brady with Jim Gray on his Let's Go podcast on Sirius XM. That's the other voice you heard, Jim Gray. In 2016, yes. Summer of 2016, I said 18 months at the most, he's going to fall off the cliff. Now, I even added, look, he could have a year like Peyton had with Denver.
I'll be laugh, but it's funny.
Yeah. Every quarterback ever had done the same thing. So I said, he could have a year like Peyton had when he won the Super Bowl. Peyton was cooked the year he won. I'm talking about cooked the year he won the Super Bowl. Yeah. So that would bring it to 19. We're now in 2022, and he's still excellent. He just led the league in attempts, completions, yards, and touchdowns. And by the way, won a playoff game and almost led a miraculous comeback to win another playoff game. It's safe to say he didn't fall off the cliff. But he is talking. Guys, we were like, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago. How long could he play? Key, till he's 50? What happened?
Well, the conversation started when him and Gronk were together. And I don't know who podcast it was or whatever they were doing. And he and Gronk were talking about, you know, retirement and plan or whatever the case is. And everybody was saying, oh, he could play till he's, you know, well into his late 40s, even his 50s. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he was going to do. There's just conversations that were just being batted around because that's what we do during sport time with sports. But I think when you start to really assess things and you look at things as the season goes on, you start to say to yourself, as a player, I've accomplished everything, as I said about him yesterday before he actually talked to Jim Gray, I said on our show yesterday morning, about Tom Brady has family. He has kids. He has a 14-year-old son in Jack who I don't know if he's going to play football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case is. He wants to be around his kids. His kids want him around. This is what athletes are faced with as time goes on in their careers, unlike different professionals. It's not like a doctor or a lawyer. They come home every single night and they wake up and they're there and wake up the next day and can drive their kids to school before they head into the office. It doesn't work like that for football players. You don't have an opportunity to sit down and have breakfast with your kids in the morning. You don't have an opportunity to come home and walk your kids with the dog. It just doesn't work like that because you're at 7 o'clock, you're probably still at the damn facility breaking down film.
And not to mention you travel.
I hated it when my kids were young because when I got home, they were going to bed. When I left, they were asleep. I mean, you miss so much time, precious time, with your young kids. That's why a guy like Jay, who started off having kids when he was done playing ball, he'll be able to benefit, and they'll be able to benefit from that, unlike myself, because I was so busy, or Tom Brady is so busy, and it affects you.
So I'm a betting man. Actually pretty salty because last night my Bulls couldn't cover after being up 28 points, but that's a different story. I digress. And
you need an outlet for your competitive juices.
Oh, my God. That's I would bet a lot of money that there's no way in hell Tom Brady's retiring. Like, to me, this is somebody that says, look, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it, which when I hear Tom Brady say that, I'm like, okay. Because typically when you're thinking about going into this, like it leads up, right? Years and years of you thinking about it. And I will say this as a fan. And Key, I agree with everything that you just said. Because there is something about spending time with your family. Until you spend too much time with your family, you're like, get me the hell out of the house. But
where was wrong with this?
Well, I'm being real with everybody. I would love to see, and yeah. I think the game of football, for how great, the greatest quarterback of all time, would appreciate Tom. And I know some fans get annoyed at this, but we saw it with Kobe. We see it with certain people. Like if you're going to retire, go into the season saying, this is my last hurrah.
But he doesn't want to do that.
I know he doesn't.
Tom doesn't want to take the lap.
I'm not talking about what Tom wants. I'm talking about what I want as a fan.
Yeah.
I want to be able to appreciate Tom Brady the way I feel like he deserves to be appreciated. The same way I see Coach K being appreciated, the same way I see the greatest players to ever play or coach the game to go through a season, regardless of whether it ends great or not, and just be applauded for what they've given to the game. It's being selfish.
You want Tom Brady to play another season?
I would love for Tom Brady to play as long as he wants to play the game.
Because I can fix that for you.
How would you fix that?
Well, if you watch Man in the Arena at all or listen to it
yes.
All I have to say is, apparently, it's in my power. Of course he's retiring now, Jay, because he knows he's about to fall off the cliff. The man will play. I could do that forever. He'll play till he's 100. And part of what motivates him is the doubters. Agreed. I really think that the reason now
doubters?
He could walk away, the doubters.
You mean fools.
The reason now he could walk away is because there is no one left saying he can't do it next year. Right. If there was, if I was, and I believe he can do it next year. When I said I thought he'd fall off the cliff, it's because everyone ever had by that age. Then he didn't. And I thought I saw erosion, but it was really about his situation. Now you look at him, you can't say he's not going to be excellent next year. Not if you're being honest. So now that he has convinced the whole world he'd be great at 45, maybe there's no reason to play at 45.
Mm. There's a lot to unpack there.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Brady is not the only future Hall of Famer considering stepping away. And we ain't even talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
If he don't do nothing, he's going to ball. And Sean Payton will be counting all day like the clock on the wall. Believe that, wherever he is,
facts,
he's going to get paid. We said Tom Brady is not the only one considering his future. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is always pondering what's next, right? And we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers in 15 minutes. But as I just mentioned, Sean Payton, his future is also in question. Saints owner, and by the way, what I just say yesterday, we were talking about it. Key, you mentioned in the middle of the season, it was just something you were smelling, like you had a feeling Sean Payton may be on the move, may be available. Then there was media speculation about it. So we talked about it again yesterday. And then Saints owner Gail Benson told Fox 8 in New Orleans yesterday, that's Monday, when asked about Sean Payton, "We don't know. Who knows? We'll find out soon, I guess. I don't think any of us know. But he'll let us know soon enough." Like, okay, at this point, it's no longer media speculation. It's not saying you saw this coming. And others who are speculating are doing so based, obviously, on some information you would think. Listen to Key on December 1st on this show.
If the Cowboys all of a sudden start to dissolve at a rapid rate, which means they win a division and they're gone in the first round, now Jerry is forced to be like, yo, what the hell is going on? Now all of a sudden you got Sean Payton looking at Zeke and Pollard and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup and Cedric Wilson and Michael Parsons and Diggs. And you start looking at that stuff, you're going to yourself, you know, I've been in that area coaching before. You know, I've flirted with the possibility of the Cowboys before. Maybe this is the right time.
So, Key, you not only smelled it on Sean Payton, like maybe he's on the move, but you anticipated, as many did, like the Cowboys might lose in the first round. That'd be a disaster. How would Jerry react, right? Now, let's put the two things together. Yeah. Gail Benson's there going, we don't know what's going to happen with Sean Payton. In fact, what you said happened. The Cowboys got bumped in the first round. Jerry has come out and said, we have all these players, but, you know, it ain't, we can waste them if we don't, basically don't have the right guy coaching them. Where is all this right now?
You know, when I, and let me be open, my nephew plays for the Saints. I got no information from him. I could be standing next to him and ask him a question. He'd look at me like I was just a mute. He wouldn't say a word. I know Sean Payton never said a word to me. But when you've been around football and you played and you've been around coaches and stuff like that, I can look and I can tell, like, you just, it's something about it, like, something ain't right here. I can look at his face and tell it's wearing on him. Like, it's literally wearing his ass out to continue to struggle in this situation of no quarterback, no top receiver, Alvin Kamara in and out of the lineup, the defense holding it together. You could just look and tell that he's looking at this and saying, there's no way. I mean, he's messing around with Jameis Winston. Then they go 6-2 at one point. Jameis is hurt now. All of a sudden, he's done. You could just look at the fog in his face. Now you look at he's messing around with Taysom Hill. It's like, oh, God. You can just tell.
He went
right?
9-8. But you ain't going to win a Super Bowl even if you make the playoffs.
You crawled to get to 9-8.
And you had to do an amazing job to get to 9-8,
I'm
sure.
And I go all the way back to my time with Coach Parcells. I could tell as a young puppy that Bill was going to walk away because you could look at the agony in his eyes and the defeat that I'm no longer in control of this situation right now. I need to take a step back. And then you start to look at the Cowboys, and you start to say it makes a lot of sense if they struggle, Jay, along the way.
Oh, Lord.
For them to look at a guy that may have a desire to want to coach in Dallas, not this year, but after I recharge my battery next year.
Jay went 9-8 without Dak Prescott.
And that's kind of how that's kind of how I put it all together. I just put it together like that.
You see, when I heard the news yesterday that Gail Benson said this, I thought to myself, okay, house of cards to a degree. Why are you admitting this that you do not know as the owner of the team? If anything, I am trying to mitigate all risk. I do not want any uncertainty out there in the marketplace about my coach, and I want to try to handle that in-house first and foremost before I say I don't know and open it up to Pandora's box, Key. Well, first and foremost.
Wait, so wait, where are you going with that?
Well, because now that I'm open up to Pandora's box, now we're throwing out all different scenarios for Sean Payton and where he might go.
But what I'm saying
and
is,
that stokes the fire.
So why did she say it publicly?
That's true. You could take it to another level. Like maybe they're ready to move on. I don't know. Well, I don't know why you make that statement.
Well, because she was asked and it was out there.
But Keith, let me give you the coach's playbook, the owner's playbook here. All right. Hey, what's going on with Sean Payton's job status? Look, we're handling things internally. Really happy to have a great offensive mind here be part of our organization. I don't have to answer it.
Evan had a theory about this.
I don't have to answer it.
Yeah, but then
I allow you to stoke the fire. You know what that – it leads to conversations today.
Jay, Evan has a theory about this.
Talk to him. Send me a one. My coach is available. My Hall of Fame coach has won a Super Bowl. Okay. Might be available. All these jobs are opening. Send me a one.
I don't know that that's it.
He's got Illinois connections. He's got connections to the Giants. Got connection to the Cowboys.
Put it together, Evan. Preach it.
Jerry Jones just said on Friday, if I could find someone better to upgrade, there's only like one of those
guys.
Boom,
that's
Bill
the
Belichick.
Connection, Evan. Like, that's the connection. Jerry Jones comes out and says, hey, we have a lot of people coming through here. Basically, we're wasting a lot of years of talented players.
But see.
And then Gail says, all right, hey, why don't you, my guy might be available for the right price.
I don't know.
The problem is the Cowboys have a coach. And coaches don't like to get other coaches fired. It's not the right – it's not – you and I, and Jay and Max, we like, whatever, we don't care. But coaches
– Bad form.
Yeah, it's not a cool thing to steal somebody's job. Now, if he's getting fired, that's one thing if it's available. But it's not available.
Right.
It has to become available. You can't abruptly resign from the New Orleans Saints and then they fire Mike McCoy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That you can't do that.
So you'd have to wait for Jerry. In order for Sean Payton, you feel, knowing Sean Payton a little bit, to feel comfortable, they'd have to fire McCarthy first and then deal with the Saints.
Well, fire McCarthy after the end of the season.
Right, well, I mean, the season's over.
No, but next season.
Next season.
Because they were going to get rid of McCarthy for Sean Payton, Max. They should have did that 2 weeks ago when they lost.
And then, Key, how much would you have to give up for Sean Payton currently right now, considering he still is under contract?
Well, let me think. I go all the way back to when we got Groot, we gave up 2 ones and $8 million in cash. If you fast forward to, if you go even further back, the New England Patriots, New York Jets, I think we gave up a one and something else to get Parcells.
And then the Patriots obviously gave up a one and something else to get Belichick.
Yeah, so it was like all these ones swapped. So you start with a one.
Start with a one.
You start with a first-round pick, and then you kind of go from there. But I don't know that the Saints are trying to do that. We asked the question on why would she say that. Well, she was asked.
Yeah.
It was already out there in the universe over the last several days that Sean Payton is underground. No one knows where he's at. That's a Parcellian, as you like to say, Max.
She just
Bill has always told me and all the people around him The less people know about you, the better off you are. Hey,
she just poured gasoline on it, though, Key.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Aaron Rodgers, we all think, is about to become back-to-back MVP winner, right? But has his stock actually dropped?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So look, there's been speculation about Tom Brady's future. Great as he played. Second highest QBR in the NFL, Tom Brady. Right behind Aaron Rodgers, right ahead of who, Jay? Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. You find a way to
it's just a fact.
So anyway...
There's been speculation
every day.
He rolled right over you, Jay.
About Tom Brady's future.
Cold-blooded.
I'm sorry, did you want to talk about
Justin Herbert?
Go right ahead.
No, okay. Please.
Sean Payton's future and, of course, Aaron Rodgers' future. Here is Packers head coach Matt LaFleur yesterday on where the organization is on Aaron Rodgers moving forward.
I sat down and talked to Aaron today for quite some time. I think we're all a little numb to the situation right now. And so I would say that what we talked about, I'm definitely going to keep between him and myself. But, we're hopeful that he'll be back next year. I want to be respectful of his process, whatever he needs to go through to make the best decision for himself. And certainly we would love for him to be a Packer and be a Packer until the day he decides to retire.
No, the Packers want Aaron Rodgers, and they're willing, I guess, to be held hostage by him. But if it was up to Marcus Spears, our very own ESPN NFL analyst Marcus Spears, maybe that wouldn't be the case. Here's Marcus on NFL Live.
Green Bay needs to cut ties.
Ooh, wow.
They need to stop being held hostage start the next measure of their franchise and the direction in which they want to go. I have not seen so much fuss to get so much nothing for a number of years. It's been a lot of fuss and a lot of nothing in Green Bay. What's the difference between Green Bay and the Baltimore Ravens? The Ravens win a lot of regular season games. They go to the playoffs. They a team that's constantly fighting to try to get a Super Bowl bid. And they don't have the guy that we consider one of the top five to ever play the quarterback position. Cut ties, move forward, man. That's all I'm going to say.
So, as Max just said, during the sound, which you guys didn't hear, which I agree with, where's the lie? There is no lie. And for me, when I hear Coach LaFleur talk that way, I'm like, please get up off your knees. Stop begging for this man who has played at an MVP level this year. I'm not negating that at all. But where has that led this team? I mean, they got to two NFC championship games, but they didn't get over the hump. And it just feels like there's always some type of drama going on around Aaron Rodgers. Everybody else is blue collar. Devontae Adams keeps their head down, works hard. But it just feels like every week we're talking about something with Aaron Rodgers other than them winning a Super Bowl. And I think Aaron Rodgers is a special talent. He's incredible. Maybe one of the most special talents we've ever seen in the history of the game. But is it worth it if you're going through a rebuild to pay this man? To go through the drama again, another offseason, and to sound the way Matt LaFleur has sounded and Gutekunst and everybody just puts them in the corner and they sound like it's, I don't know, it's frustrating for me as a fan to see them that way and sound the way that their coaching staff and their general manager sound like.
If in fact they're going through a rebuild, then it makes sense for Aaron Rodgers to look for another opportunity elsewhere. But with that being said, if they're not going through a rebuild and they're tweaking a few things here or there, sign me up for Aaron Rodgers all day long, like Matt LaFleur said. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers at 11-10 in the playoffs all day long. I don't give a damn what nobody tell me about his personality. He's a weirdo. He does things he doesn't fall in line. I don't give a damn. There's only four or five of those walking around in the National Football League, and he's one of the four or five. Give me that all day long for the next 4 years. Give it to me. How much is it going to cost? And we're going to roll it out again.
I hear you. Always was saying that about Rodgers his entire career. I was, you know, loved Rodgers, so impressed with him, the whole thing. The fact of the matter is, if you could get, I think his stock has dropped since this playoff exit. All the drama he brought, lying about being vaccinated, you know, appearing on the podcast every week, like kind of stoking the fire most weeks, right? The whole thing.
Max, he can go on the podcast 2 weeks. I don't care.
Well, the point is, after all that, he then can't win a single playoff game. But here's what's worse about it. He had a home game. His team was loaded. Both sides of the ball, really. Now, were they perfectly healthy? No one really was. He had a nice weather city team visiting him in the snow, and all he had to do was put up 14 points, and he couldn't do it.
Everything set up for him at home. First round.
Yeah.
The whole thing set up.
Yeah.
I'm still signing up for him.
So, okay. First of all, of course, who's not taking Aaron Rodgers? But here's the question. But for a certain, what's he
People
worth?
Can't hear you point to me, by the way, Key.
Key pointed to Jay when I said who's not taking Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I didn't but want here's, the people to see.
Here's my issue, guys. If it was pre that game in the playoffs, even if it was like take it back to end of last season, pre this season, after all the stuff that went on, and then lost in the playoffs, and someone would have said, if you're San Francisco and someone told you, hey, I need Jimmy Garoppolo and two firsts at least for Aaron Rodgers, bet, yeah, I'm going to do that. But San Francisco just beat Aaron Rodgers. They had Jimmy Garoppolo. If I'm San Francisco, I think the price on Rodgers is down to like Jimmy G and a first and maybe something else.
Max, I got to check your blood level right now to find out.
Would you do it if you're San Fran? You're going to give him Jimmy G and a first and maybe something else. Say a first, a third, and Jimmy G for Aaron Rodgers.
A first, a third, and Jimmy G for Aaron Rodgers.
See, you're thinking about it.
No, the only reason why I'm thinking because it's not that simple.
Okay. Because
there's a lot of other stuff that goes with it. You're also taking on a huge salary because you're not going to be able to pay him league minimum. That's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to factor all that into the equation. First of all, I don't have any more for ones. So how do I get my ones to be able to give it up? I've given them all up for Trey Lance. So it's like –
it's a good point.
It's just a lot of – when you start thinking about San Francisco, it's a lot.
Okay, let me rephrase it, Jay, and let me take it out of the realm of the specifics of the first. Mm-hmm. If I have Jimmy G, I'm thinking to myself right now, if I'm a team like San Francisco, oh, wait a minute, I just got past this dude with my guy. My guy may not be spectacular, but down the stretch, he made plays and Rodgers didn't.
Yeah, but nobody.
I'm a realistic guy. I can't compare Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy G.
I agree.
And
Rodgers
I hear what you're saying about Jimmy G being serviceable. But yes. Aaron Rodgers can exponentially uplift
then
your franchise.
Then why doesn't he?
Yeah, but serviceable because we're allowing Jimmy G to be serviceable because we don't want him doing what he did in the Green Bay game, which is throw an interception that could have very well cost us. And I like Jimmy G. There's no question about it. But like Jay said, Aaron Rodgers is going to take you to a whole nother level. And you say, well, why hasn't he? Sometimes circumstances and situations don't allow you to thrive no matter who you are. The great Peyton Manning couldn't get over the hump for a long time. Were you going to throw him out the back window because until he finally won a Super Bowl?
Peyton wasn't putting you through the ringer every year.
Yeah,
that's
Peyton
okay.
Didn't come through with that.
Everybody, sometimes there are players in professional sports that are going to have certain type of attitudes that you have to deal with. Regard, why are you laughing?
Agreed.
No. Are you going to tell LeBron James in basketball? Oh, no, I don't want LeBron James because he wants to control everything. No. How? What do you want to control? Do you want the private jet tomorrow? What do you need?
But
it's
Key,
certain
but let's
guys
put this way.
That you just
100%. I'm on board.
Ignore all that.
I always have been about Aaron Rodgers, Jay Key. I've always felt exactly that way. What I'm saying now is, I just watched him come up short again when it mattered
sign
most.
Sign me up for 2022.
So I'm not going through the same thing, Jay. I feel more like Marcus. I'm not going to put up with that level of nonsense.
I love Swagoo. Jay, I love you.
I'm with you.
But sign Aaron Rodgers up for me 2022 again.
That's cool.
I'm taking him if I'm Matt LaFleur.
You actually have the mindset where you can withstand the constant drama come along with it. I don't have the patience for it.
Not if you're not winning Super Bowls.
If we're not winning at a high clip all the time, I don't have as much patience for it, especially when we're going to be held handicapped salary cap wise if I had to pay you a boatload of money.
Again.
And then I'm not sure we can even be in that position in the first place. I'd rather go back to rebuild.
I love you, but there's only four of them.
I understand.
Maybe four of those running around the National Football League. And the four, it includes him.
Yep.
The other three.
Brady might retire.
Just depends on
Mahomes
the way you look at it.
I mean, there may be more than four now because Josh Allen.
There you go. There's your four.
Yeah, Herbert, Burrow.
Stop with the
Herbert.
If you don't stop, you sound like Dan with the Winston. Just relax on Herbert. Herbert played 37 games.
Herbert's
Max,
special, though.
Two different things. You're right. Herbert does not have the track record. The guys who have done it, like over the last 2 years, Herbert's value during the regular hasn't gotten his team to the postseason, has been as high as anyone in football last 2 years. He's only been in the league 2 years.
I don't think anybody is taking Justin Herbert over those guys that we just named.
I'll take Herbert over Rodgers today.
I got to go. I got to get up and go.
Are you talking about?
I don't even.
Future games, because I can't do that right now. You're thinking about the next 10 years.
Rodgers is on a much better team than Herbert.
Max.
Herbert's numbers are almost identical to Rodgers.
Max, you can't take Justin Herbert over Aaron Rodgers right now.
I
don't have to deal with any of the nonsense. He's much younger, and he's just about as good already.
I can't right now.
He's
Max,
not just about as good.
In the morning, babe. Come
Dan
on now.
Graziano joins us now, ESPN NFL Insider. What's up, Dan?
Can't co-sign that. Hey, Dan.
Dan is giving you the straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Okay, Dan, so you heard what we were just talking
about. Give us the straight talk.
Is Rodgers worth all the commotion? He got bumped. He couldn't put up 14 points in the first round of the playoffs at home.
See, I think he is for the Packers because, like, they already know how to deal with it, right? Like Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers get along. Like the issues Rodgers have been with the GM, with the front office. So when they're at practice, when they're preparing for a game, I think that – yeah, you always have to ask the question of what are you replacing a guy with, and there's just nothing out there that's going to be available to you that's going to give you the same kind of chance that Aaron Rodgers gives you to win, and that's ultimately the goal. So, yeah, I think he is for the Packers.
I mean, I would like to mention that with a young hotshot offensive coordinator type as head coach, Jimmy G, went to Aaron Rodgers' house and just didn't screw it up and beat Aaron Rodgers. By the way, his team's gotten farther than Rodgers, but he screwed it up so much.
I mean, like the interception at the goal line was horrendous, right? And it wasn't even his worst throw of the day. There were two sideline throws to the right where he let go of the ball, and I got up. I was in the press box. I went up and got something to eat and made a call and came back. And the ball was still in the air. And somehow the Packers defender had run past it without catching it.
It was in the air too long.
It was a lot closer to being a Packers touchdown than it was a 49ers touchdown. They are winning in spite of that player. And it may just be that their front seven and their run game is such that they're
able
to
overcome. How come they can't win a game without him? I mean, I don't know.
Wait, Dan, bring me back to this other conversation we were having. Because Max is very high on Justin Herbert. Would you take Justin Herbert over Aaron Rodgers right now?
What's that? No.
You know, any franchise.
I know Max is tripping.
Any franchise would take Herbert over Rodgers. Right.
No, you can't speak for any franchise. You can't do that.
He's 10, 15 years.
I'm asking Dan
younger
the question,
and
not
almost
you.
Good.
What are you trying to accomplish? Do you want a guy who's going to be there for 10, 12 years and is on a rookie contract? Then sure.
Thank you.
But if you're trying to win next year's Super Bowl, absolutely not.
You think Rodgers gives you that much of a premium over Justin Herbert right now?
Yes.
Why? In what way?
Max.
In what way? His team just got bumped.
I mean, we've never seen Justin Herbert in a playoff game.
Fair enough.
We don't know what that's like.
Fair enough. I'm going to let you handle
this lightweight. Go ahead,
Dan. But just because you haven't seen him doesn't mean he can't do it.
Of course it doesn't mean that. But you have to predict based on what you think is most likely to happen.
Do you think it's likely he's going to choke?
Not go into the future and find out what happened and then come back and make the pick.
Okay, but let's be rational. Justin Justin Herbert, we see all the numbers against pressure.
Great.
Is like the best in the league last 2 years. Yeah, sure. Right? Okay, so when guys are coming at him in those moments, he's great.
Yeah.
His overall numbers this year were virtually identical to Rodgers. His QBR was like third in the league. Rodgers was first. Brady was second. Herbert was third. They're all in the same kind of category that way. So Rodgers just couldn't put up 14 points in the first game of the playoffs at home. You think Herbert does worse than that? Because that's not much.
I'm talking about one Aaron Rodgers. I mean, like this is not. He had a bad night. There's no question about it. But
the
track record is the track record. I'm this is one of the greatest players of all time. And Justin Herbert has had two of the best, the first 2 years of all time. That's what he's got. We have not seen him have adversity and figure out how to adjust his game so he can succeed for 10, 12, 15
Fair
years.
Enough.
Like someone like Aaron Rodgers has. I mean, that matters when you're talking about how you're going to trust somebody and how great you can be.
I'm talking about how they're playing right now.
Speaking of confidence in quarterbacks.
And by the way, Aaron Rodgers is going to win MVP. Like, it's not like he had some kind of down year.
Because it's a regular season award.
Right.
Dan, speaking of quarterbacks. Hold on, Key. Hold on. Speaking of quarterbacks. I want you to hear what Dan Orlovsky had to say about this quarterback.
Don't even,
try to tell the NFL world like how great Matthew Stafford is, and everyone go, he's such a stat padder. He can't win big games. How you feeling now, crowd? And that's my thing. Is like, you sat there and I a couple weeks ago I said I would put my life savings that if Matthew Stafford got the ball late in the game, there is not a single person in the NFL that I want to have the football.
Dan?
Well, I feel bad for Dan because obviously he was too busy preparing his sort of revenge I told you so tour to watch the game that immediately followed Stafford's game, because you would take either one of the quarterbacks that played in that game over Matthew Stafford in the fourth quarter without even thinking about it, and probably Aaron Rodgers and a number of other guys that we're talking about. Look, this is not... The problem with what Dan said is it undercuts the point he's trying to make, right? Matthew Stafford is great. He's a great player, but he's not that. I mean, he's just not. Like, it's not. I mean, the 49ers aren't even in the playoffs if Matthew Stafford doesn't blow the game in Week 18. Like, they're going to lose again to a team that owns them as a result of him letting them into the playoffs. So, yeah, I don't see it. I don't understand why you have to go that far. You can be excited for your guy and what he did, but. They almost gave that game away. They gave away a huge lead. A lot of that was because of the way he played in the fourth quarter. He made the big throw at the end. Great. But he did a lot more to lose it than to win it.
And you have to credit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure.
At the end of the game on the all-out blitz that Levante Davis decided not to blitz.
All-out blitz that they don't execute.
Yes.
Kupp beats his guy.
Yeah.
Stafford throws it a mile.
Yeah.
And there it was a great throw.
Great. Everything worked out perfect, but – like you said, Dan just excited about it.
But in Dan's defense, the whole thing about Stafford was the question about Stafford is he had the most fourth quarter comebacks since he entered the league. The whole
thing. You're losing in Detroit. You're gonna have fourth quarter comebacks.
That's right. That was the question. He did all those things for a bad team.
Yeah.
But on the one hand, you're in that position because you're on a bad team.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you are elevating them, it seems, but you haven't won in the playoffs. Right. So here comes Matt Stafford, and it's a version of Damian Lillard. It's a version of it. Like, okay. Boy, this guy is clutch, right? But he hasn't really been on a team where he could really show just how clutch. Now he's in a position where he's going to be in the playoffs. Let's see what he can do. Game on the line. Brady came back and tied it. Stafford made the throw that saved the season. He did.
Yeah, he did make the throw to save the season. And going back to Detroit, yes, he has he's leading whatever it is, 49 comebacks. Yeah, but that's how long did he play? Think about how long he played in Detroit. So every year he had like six or seven
more
comebacks.
Chances at it.
Whatever the number is, he had to come back multiple times, multiple years. So those numbers are going to pile up.
No doubt.
He certainly made the throw in that particular game. Something that Jared Goff probably couldn't have done. But they do have another game this week against the San Francisco 49ers. And like Dan said, he put them in the playoffs. They're 6-0 against the Rams in the last six games. I feel bad for Dan Orlovsky if, in fact, something goes wrong and different than what he said in this San Francisco game.
Guys, I would like to make one last point just on this whole Justin Herbert thing real quick.
Well, you stop!
I just want you to know, Shea Cornett, who is the host of Sports Nation, texted me and said, Herbert has come up short in a million games, one score games. He can't figure it out. Which means a lot of people agree with Key, Max, Key, Dan, and I that you can't compare Justin Herbert to Aaron Rodgers
except that Rodgers ain't – I hear what you're saying, and he didn't make the playoffs this year. But I'll just point out to everyone, his regular season play is extremely, extremely close to Aaron Rodgers by the evidence. And Rodgers
– I see what you're doing.
– couldn't put up 14 points in the playoffs after taking his whole team through this drama.
The MVP of the league. Just keep using that one game against them.
Herbert against that Niner. Toss it to Brent.
Rodgers still put up more points than Herbert.
KJM, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.